This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Vincent Fennelli. How are you doing this morning?
Great. You know, I'm looking out the studio window, and I'm looking at where our, you know, parts of our driveway used to be. We had an inch and a half of rain, torrential rain, overflowed the gutters. Leaders couldn't take the water away fast enough. The gutters overflowed and raced across our farm, washed out some roads. But you know what? If you're prepared for that, it's no big deal. It really isn't. It's, you know, if you have food in the refrigerator, and you have food in the cupboards, and you've got drinking water, not a big deal, right? You just wait out the draining of the water, and you're good to go. But so after the broadcast, one of the things I'm going to do is get out the front end loader and see if I can find where our driveway went, and you know, put it back. But that's just what you do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it sure as heck beats plugging in an app to see if you can figure it out. You know, we have to, the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners, events, we have to start not just thinking outside the box, but simplify our thinking regarding the basics, food, water, shelter, and relearn a lot of those lost 19th century skills to dovetail with today's technology. And it's pretty obvious that the middle class is losing ground, and we have to build our skill sets. And I'll tell you something, when you have a little bit of land, there are some chores that come with it. Now, while I was waiting for the show to come on this morning, I was on the porch playing my banjo and spitting tobacco off the railings and just waiting for you to come. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, folks. There's a lot to do when you own land, but it's fun, and even though we do use the term chores, I often use the term playing in the garden, you know, hunting and fishing. Even though a lot of you might think it's work, it's actually fun, just like harvesting edible medicinal plants. I love taking care of the animals. You know, feeding the animals on a regular basis is a joy. In fact, I was looking out. I'm looking out the window right now. We just had our last female, a Nigerian dwarf goat, give birth to twins a couple days ago, and they are kind of jumping up and down, testing their legs. And I call it the grasshopper jump, what they're doing. And then they start in about a week doing the bucking bronco jump, and it truly is a pleasure. It really is joy being in this lifestyle. And the skill sets that you acquire, especially for gardening and even little things like fencing. I mean, when you really think about it, everything, Vince, has a procedure. Everything has a technique and a learning curve. And for those of you who live in suburban America and mow your lawn, you know what I'm talking about. When you first mow a lawn, it might take double the time it takes compared to when you've been living there for years or even months, because you create a certain procedure of going a certain way and being more functional by doing it. So there's a learning curve for everything. It's a fun lifestyle. I wouldn't trade it for the world, Vince. I know you wouldn't either. I know you're looking at going off-grid totally somewhere, but in the meantime, it's a great lifestyle, isn't it, Vince?
Yeah. One of the things that I really like doing is, you know, I'll look at the dogs, and we'll be outside on the veranda, and I'll say, who wants to go for a walk? And the dogs get all excited. They know what that means. That means Mrs. Finelli and I are going to take a walk, you know, maybe through the fields or down the driveway or around the property. And the dogs get all excited, and all of them follow us. And then when the dogs follow us, the cats don't want to be left out. Literally, it's four cats. So the cats and the dogs are they're all following us. And then the chickens don't want to be left out. And I kid you not. So when we go for the walk, for walks, it's the dogs, the cats, and the chickens. Literally. Everybody gets along.
You should take a video of that, Vince, and post it on your website.
Well, if I ever put the website back on, yeah, I'll do that. But and our son took a video of a really neat thing. So our farmhouse is surrounded by woods, and it's kind of thick right now with the leaf growth. And so we have two calls for our cows. One is, come on, and then they all moo and come running because they know they're going to get fed. Okay, the other one is, hi girls, and so and our calls are different from everybody else's. They have way different calls for their animals around here than we do. So our animals respond to our calls. Now, the hi girls means we're just here, just want to let you know we're here, but you're not going to get fed. You know, the come on, that means you're going to get fed. So they know the difference. And so we have a video, and I may post it. Our son said, hi girls, and then he can't see the cows. But all of a sudden, all through the woods surrounding the farmhouse, you hear all the cows mooing. And it's like a symphony of cows mooing. And it's the neatest thing. And so where else would you see that except on a farm, right, or a ranch?
Absolutely.
It's delightful. It's absolutely delightful. So one of the things that happened last week, Mrs. Finelli and I went to a junk store, and you know, that's Joey's term. Joey calls it junk stores. It's one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well, probably 30 years ago, 25 years ago, they used to make these swing sets, and they had these awnings, so you could have three people sit on them. And they're kind of like a porch swing, but they have a frame. And there was one of these at Habitat for Humanity for sale. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, you know, we should buy that. And she was all excited because we had our truck. And we bought this senior citizens swing set. And it's on the veranda, and it's the neatest thing because we'll go out there and we'll have a cup of coffee. The dogs will sit at our feet. The cats will jump on our lap, and the chickens will be there too. It's a, you know, the relaxation points that you get for doing that, it's wonderful. And it's not like watching television. It's not like anything else. You're outside in the rays of the sun. You can feel the breeze. You can see nature. We've got our animals there. The cows are out, you know, they're not right next to us, but they're maybe 300 feet away, you know, in the woods. It's wonderful. You can hear the frogs. You can see a few birds, the ones that are still alive, you know, that we haven't killed off with insecticides and herbicides. It's really nice. And we need to protect this kind of a lifestyle. So I think what you're saying is you're advocating it. And for anyone who is willing to do the chores, learn how to do the chores faster, better, smarter, and who's willing to take care of themselves and not be at the mercy of someone at the other end of the phone, like the roadwash.com Fix It, where you actually do that yourselves. You cut your own firewood. You are in charge of your own destiny. And I think that's what you're saying is as good as it gets. I believe that's what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. The cookie cutter follower, politically correct, subdivision, garden apartment mentality is not making people happy. You see so many people on social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, or all the others. I've never been on any of them. No need to. You know, these people are so easy to manipulate. people don't realize that the powers that be are literally using people to create winners and losers and to tell people who to hate and who not to hate. And basically, the more submissive you are, the less information you have, and the more you're able to distract people, the powers that be are giving more kudos to those people. In other words, when you live rural, you have the ability not just to control your own destiny a little better, but to be a thinker and not be a follower. Vince?
Our daughter at one time had a house in the East Coast. And she bought this house, and it was a nice house in a nice neighborhood, and everybody had like a third of an acre or so, maybe more, maybe a half an acre. And she bought it and moved in, and within, I don't know, maybe 6 months or so, she got a letter in the mail from the Homeowners Association that she was going to be fined unless she repaired the screens on the front windows of her home. And so she wrote back, "What are you talking about? So what's the problem with the screens?" Well, the screens didn't match. And some of them were not installed properly, and they were on funny angles. You know, they weren't square with the windows. And so the Homeowners Association, in order to prove their case and levy this fine against our daughter, sent her a picture of the house with the screens mangled. And she said, "When did you take that picture? Come look. They've never been like this as long as I've owned the house." Well, what they dug up was an old picture of the former owner. So our daughter was going to be fined hundreds of dollars from this stupid civic association or homeowners group that was going to fine her for something she didn't do, wasn't part of, and didn't own the house at the time. So as long as she owned it, the house was fine. So bad information, and they were going to fine her. That's the kind of nonsense that you have to put up with if you live in a development. Now, near us, oh, I'd say within maybe 20 or 30 miles, there's this farm, and this guy decided that he was going to plant, you know, flower vases on his front yard, or flower pots. But instead of flower pots in the traditional sense, I think he was a plumber, and I think he collected toilets, and so he had on his front yard probably 50 multicolored toilets, you know, the blue ones, the yellow ones, the pink ones, the white ones, the beige ones, the tan ones, scattered out throughout his lawn with plants in them. And if you don't have a homeowners association, that's something you might find.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains. pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Eatman's with us, offgridmontana.com. And class, I'm not trying to put a damper on living out in rural America, because I think it's the best place you can live. But I just want you to be prepared for what happens when there's no building code enforcement, where there's no code enforcement whatsoever. So you might find that there's a place that's got toilets in the front yard as a planting. You might find that. And in on our road, you'll find a house that's falling down. It was built probably around 1890. It hasn't been lived in probably for 40 or 50 years, and it's falling down. I mean, it is falling down. There's no windows. The roof is starting to cave in. It's been ransacked. The doors have been stolen. Animals live in there, and it's maybe 100 feet off the road. So if you're driving down our road, you'll see it. It's not ours. It's not on our property. It's on a neighbor's property, but there it is. And then if you go down the road a little farther, you might find a brand new, well, maybe a few years old, a storage shed. Literally a storage shed that you can buy and have delivered on your property, setting on some gravel. And someone converted that into a home. A storage shed. I'm not kidding. And then you might find a little farther down the road, a trailer home. And when I say a trailer home, I'm talking about, oh, something that is probably, if you were to sell it, you could probably get $300 for it. because of the scrap iron underneath it that's holding it up. Other than that, it's worthless. So you'll find that, and you'll find that people are living in those kinds of homes when you don't have building code enforcement. Now, would I prefer to have everything neat and orderly and maintained by the threat of the government corporation? Absolutely not. So if you choose to live in the countryside, it's almost anything goes. Now, of course, you want your neighbors not to change their oil on the dirt and have that used motor oil end up in your water supply. So you kind of have to look around and make sure that people are smart enough not to do that. But some people do that. Some people pull over on the road and pull the drain plug out of the car and let the oil run onto the dirt roads. They do that. So, word to the wise, is pay attention and look around before you buy a property. But the bottom line is, the fewer the people in the area, the better I like it. What do you think, Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. When you look at the mass exodus out of California, Illinois, and the northeast states, I mean, we've talked about this. New Jersey has a rain tax. So when you look at taxes, insurance, when you look at maintenance and codes and restrictions, it's pretty obvious from the bottom line, the dollar sign, people are leaving urban, suburban area. And, I mean, I got three articles right here. U.S. price growth, slowest since 2012. These 40 cities could be on the brink of a housing crash, and U.S. industrial production tumbles. So as people have less savings and they get more debt, they get more desperate, and they want to be out of urban, suburban areas. That's exactly why this mass exodus is happening in so many parts of the country. You know, like Montana right now, we're number one in hemp production, number one in telecommuting, which is basically working out of your home on your computer. In fact, Northwest Montana, I just read a week ago, just passed Bozeman as far as number one for growth. So people are starting to look outside the box, think outside the box, and vote with their feet, because government, unfortunately, never gets smaller. It only gets bigger. And the restrictions and the codes and the taxes and the insurance and the maintenance is directly proportional to the size of the structure, just keeps going up. And to avoid, when you talk about the shacks and the toilet bowls out in people's yards, I'll be honest with you. Most people around here really don't care much, especially if you have what's called end-of-road privacy. For those of you, it doesn't matter what state you're buying in, folks. What I mean by end-of-road privacy, this is very important. End-of-road privacy means there's no easements running through your property. That means you have an easement through other people's property. So if you're going by shacks or whatever in people's yards, you don't care, because by the time you get to your place at the end of the road, you keep it as you would like. And we'll be back right after the break.
Yeah. Rich Sheehan, offgridmontana.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Every state in the nation will see pro-choice rallies today as abortion rights advocates will gather at various locations to speak out against the abortion bans and promote reproductive freedom. So far, over a dozen states have passed or tried to pass stricter abortion laws this year. This woman in New York City is going to one such rally.
We're here to raise the alarm and let women understand that this is a systematic attack on women's reproductive health care.
With those stricter laws sure to go before the Supreme Court eventually, backers are hoping that it will lead the court to overturn Roe v. Wade. Former White House counsel Don McGahn not going to a House Judiciary Committee hearing today after his lawyer sends a letter saying that McGahn will respect President Trump's request not to testify. The committee says he could be held in contempt of Congress. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day,
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich and I are talking about moving to the countryside and some of the things you might find. It's maybe a little disconcerting to the uninitiated, but, you know, I'm okay with buildings that are not really aesthetically pleasing around me. It keeps the property values low. I don't really want to have my taxes raised because of high property values. I don't want to do that. So if you're willing to agree that people can build what they want, where they want, the style they want, or the lack of style that they want in your neck of the woods. If you're willing to agree to that, you can live in a low cost of living area. Now, if you want everything prim and proper and straight and plumb, and you want all the angles perfect, and you want the paint perfect, well, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for it because of code enforcement and higher taxes. And if you want an example of that, just look at California, where people pay about or more than 1% of the value of the property. So you can easily spend $10,000 a year on a modest home's real estate taxes. Now, modest by the East Coast standards or Midwest standards, probably lavish by California standards. You know, I'm talking about maybe a home that is 1,500 square feet on a concrete pad, you know, a ranch-style house, California ranch. It might cost $1 million for that with $10,000 a year real estate taxes. $10,000 a year real estate taxes. Heck, in the country, for $10,000, you might be able to get 7 acres and own it. Literally. So, but you've got to get past the lack of enforcement and the lack of, you know, police. If you live in an area that has low taxes, there aren't a lot of cops there because you're not paying for a lot of cops. The school systems are probably not as good as you might really want, but there's always homeschooling. So if you're willing to put some elbow grease into the equation, as we have, I'm not recommending you do anything that we didn't do, but we homeschooled our children. We build our own buildings. We maintain everything. We bought a property that was run down, and we fixed it up. It's way nicer than it was when we bought it. But it took a lot of work. So if you're willing to do that, you too can move to the countryside. But don't expect to call somebody to do the things that you would expect them to do if you lived in a neighborhood. You know, if you want the dishwasher repair guy to come out, it's going to be on Tuesday. You know, next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's certainly not going to be this afternoon. That's just the way it is. And you'll have a septic system, and you'll be responsible for maintaining it. You'll have to figure out when to pump it out, and you'll have to chlorinate your well, shock your well, disinfect it. It's on you. But the nice thing is, you won't have all those additives. If you put chlorine in it, you know when to flush it out and get rid of the chlorine. You're probably not going to be putting fluoride in it. You're in charge. Now, if you want to heat the house, if you have a wood stove and you don't feel like cutting wood, that's no problem. It's just going to be cold. Yeah, you don't have to.
You know, Vince,
you don't have
I'm
to.
I'm looking at an article here, buddy. It's on Zero Hedge right now, folks. For those of you who are in front of your PC, and by the way, here in Northwest Montana, we have the fastest internet in the land because we didn't have to break up old infrastructure to put in new. So that's something to keep in mind also. But the article I'm referring to on Zero Hedge is existing home sales tumble year over year for the 14th month. Worst run since housing crisis. So when you look at the fact that 90% of people live in urban suburban areas, obviously when you see data like this, this comes from urban suburban areas. And keep in mind, I know so many people, Vince, that live in whether it be in subdivisions or apartments, they're bored. And what happens when you're bored? You go out more. You go out to dinner. You go out and do this. You go out and do that because you're bored. So what happens when you go out more? You spend more. Versus putting elbow grease, as you said, Vince, into your property, maybe cutting down some dead trees, maybe parking out some areas, maybe creating view sites, maybe putting up fences for your animals and greenhouses and garden sites and things like that. And I want to make a quick comment, too, before I move on to this, a little more information on this subject. When you talk about homeschool, I've read a lot of information on this. There's so many details and information where kids who are homeschooled, for the most part, there's exceptions to every rule. They basically have better listening skills, better communication skills, better work ethic, better study skills. But one criteria that doesn't get talked about much, and maybe it's not in a lot of literature, and it's probably because it's being blocked because the powers that be want your kids to be socially and politically indoctrinated in the public slash government schools, and that is a very important characteristic or criteria, and that is kids who are homeschooled get out of debt earlier in life. Let me say that again. Kids who are homeschooled get out of debt earlier in life. And basically, that means that they are taught certain skill sets, whether it be math or financial literacy, that they don't get in public schools. Because the Keynesian economic structure, procedure, is so people are getting debt. I mean, that's basically what a debt-backed system is. And as you know, on this show, we've talked about this in great detail. And when people are bored, what else do they do? Well, the average person in America watches television and their smartphone for 7 to 8 hours a day. So we need to get back into the balance of life between nature and technology, and it makes people happier. Just like being serious and humor. You know, we've gotten to the point where, because of political correctness, people are afraid to even tell jokes anymore. Now, I just got a garage delivered, folks. We're still staying on this subject. I'm just going off into a slight tangent. I just had a garage delivered. It's a one-car garage. It's 12 by 24. It cost me $6,700. For those of you who are in Northwest Montana, I bought it from Kaufman Builders. I'm not getting anything for it. He's not paying me. I'm not getting any barter. He did a great job. It's a beautiful garage. Now what people are doing is they're building things indoors year-round, and they're buying wood in bulk, and they have basically trucks, flatbed trucks, that can pick things up and drop things off and move at every angle. He showed me this truck. It can do everything but cook your breakfast in the morning. This is what is really happening. Now, I have a few contractors who are personal friends of mine, and I asked them for bids. They couldn't come within $2,000-$3,000 of this guy. Okay? But I got a really nice garage with a metal roof for $6,700. He can move buildings up to 40 feet. 40 feet. Just so you know, my cabin, my log cabin, that if you go on offgridmontana.com, you can see it. My cabin is 30 by 40. The long end is 40 feet. Now, he can build these structures, and other contractors are doing this now in western Montana. They can build structures up to 40 feet long and deliver them for less than $30,000. So why would you go to a cookie-cutter follower, politically correct subdivision mentality and pay $350,000, $400,000 for a house on half an acre where you have no privacy, where you have HOAs, where you have no freedoms, where you can't probably cut down a tree, where maybe you can't even have a fire pit in your backyard because of covenants or rules or regulations or restrictions or codes or whatever, because you're in city limits. Why not buy a piece of land out in the country and have one of these guys deliver a structure? You know, this guy, he builds garages, barns, guest houses, shops. You know, one thing that I'm a real huge proponent of, especially whether it be a young person, let me take the young demographic right now. This is what I would do. Now, I'm going to be 59 years old next month, okay? So I'm probably a little older than a lot of you listening. But that being said, if I was a young person today, instead of wasting my money on college where 90% of the degrees are worthless, I mean, I would definitely get it, some type of trade. But I would also buy a piece of land, grow my own food, raise my own animals, have a certain lifestyle that basically gives me freedoms and liberties that you can't buy in suburban, urban areas. And then I would live in like a small guest house, have one of these guys like Kaufman Builders here in Eureka, Montana, in northwest Montana, build a building, and you live in the guest cabin until your financial situation improves. Now, I've talked about this in the book, I've talked about this in talks, I've talked about this on the air. The only debt anybody should be in is house and land. House and land purchases only. Not furniture, not school loans, not cars, not vacations, not food. The only thing you should be paying interest on is house and land. That is it. So if you were to buy one of these little guest cabins, live in it for a few years, if your fiscal situation improved, then you can make that little cabin your guest cabin for your family and friends when they visit.
Not only that.
In the meantime, let's say you lost, things didn't go your way. Could be affirmative action, could be quotas, could be outsourcing, could be companies going overseas, could be the fact that we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment, could be the Federal Reserve note loses value. You know, we talked about all this, and there's many more reasons. But
We've got Kyle on hold. He'll be coming on with us right after the break, and then we'll continue this discussion. Rich Sheevan, telling us how to do it. And he's not the only one that thinks
this way. Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's been patiently waiting in the green room. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Really, really well.
Well, I am so glad there is sun shining today. Man, oh, man, we have just had some really wet weather here. But I had to chime in. You know, there is so many things that people, if you have just the slightest spark of drive, you can learn and you can do without having to spend even a bunch of money. Rich, you just tweaked my conscience a little bit when you mentioned the size of the garage. My sons and I built a 12-by-24 cabin for my brother and his wife to stay in. To help my mom out right there on her property. We set it up on skids. It's solid, heavy duty, with a lean-to off of the side of it, sided completely with a roof on it, and the cutout for a wood stove pipe going up through the middle of it. And the entire cost of the thing about 3.5 years ago was $1,700. Now that it did not include him insulating or wiring or, you know, finishing the inside of it with paneling and stuff like that. But we had the structure up for $1,700. And so you can do that kind of stuff. When I started out as a young man, I didn't know split beans from coffee on how to build hardly anything other than I knew how to work on cars and I knew how to fix washing machines and dryers and stuff like that. That's really, and the rest of it has just been added on. You know, I just learned it. And people, you can do that. I built 2 years ago. There was a young guy out here close to me, and I was starting to build a 12-by-14 garden shed. and I wanted full-size walls, and I built my own roof joists and everything on there. And this young guy just wanted to help. Well, I built the entire thing, and I built it out of plywood rather than OSB. I hate OSB. It's a type of a, in my opinion, it's a bunch of particles stuck together with glue that they sell for the substitute for plywood. But if you get it wet, it turns into a sponge. It's just terrible. I hate the stuff. But anyway, I built it out of plywood, roofed it, everything for under $900, complete. And it's solid, you know. If it's not hard, there's so much that you can learn right now from YouTube, folks. It's just, you know, you might have to buy a chunk of property, especially if you move up here to Northwest Montana. Prices on land up here are just going up through the roof, and they have been for years. People are leaving those cities. But if you're going to leave the city, leave the mindset there, too. Leave that mindset back. Like Vince was talking about, the old boy growing plants in 50 toilets or whatever, you know. You know what you call that up here? Freedom.
You know, you mentioned mindset, Kyle. And, you know, you've been here to my hobby farm, and we don't live very far apart from one another. But you live in the Flathead. And I'll use Whitefish as an example. Whitefish is like the foo-foo elite town. And we're only 45 minutes from Whitefish, but the average 20-acre parcel costs about $300,000. You know, here in the Tobacco Valley, just 45 minutes up the road towards the border, you know, the average 20-acre parcel, I just talked to a few realtors, is about $130,000, $140,000. Now, keep in mind that if you go to the MLS, you're going to get a different number. What the smart realtors are doing, the ones who study and keep their ears to the grindstone and ask questions, is that private sales needs to be accounted for. Because the best land, like when I talked about earlier regarding private sales is usually the better properties, like end-of-road privacy, which here in Northwest Montana in the Tobacco Valley, we only have about 5% of land that is end-of-road privacy, which means there's zero easements going through that particular parcel of land. And that is worth its weight in gold. So you got to do your homework, folks, and we'll talk about some specifics, and I'll get back into the...
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.